every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Russell Jackman. Mike McDowd is probably off on assignment. We're not sure yet if he has a chance.
We are going to have a Jacksonville-free episode, finally.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, listen, you got to love
Mike. No talk about South Florida at all, folks.
Yeah, I know, but he's really good about getting guests, though. And in fact, yeah, I'm going to try to...
Except they're all from South Florida.
I know. I'm gonna try to get a guest. There's a guy I know whose son works for the LA Rams, and he kind of handles all the, I think he handles like all the Jumbotron, and he's an integral part of all these various aspects of stuff
that
we would never
do. That's actually pretty cool. Yeah.
And at each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. Let me see how hard these questions are. One is sort of, you just have to guess. One you should be able to get, then the other one, yeah, maybe. We'll see. All right. When we come back, we got to talk about the exciting first week of football that we had. There was some great coaching by the Vikings at the end of the game. We'll talk a little bit about that. Bill Belichick, he's kind of having a little pity party, it seems like. Mississippi State fined $500,000 because the fans stormed the field. We'll talk a little bit about that. And then there's this crazy story of a Philadelphia Phillies fan and a...
Baseball Karen,
exactly. And it had a couple of little twists to it, which are really kind of interesting. So, and I know that Russell has a lot of stuff on his plate that he wants to talk about. And But that's going to be our show. So, anyways, audience, stay tuned. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Russell Jackman, and we believe Mike McDowd is off on assignment today. He'll have to tell us what he did when he was on assignment next week. All right, where do you want to start?
I never do.
That's right, I know. We go, where's Russell? I don't know. All right, let's start off with the first week of football that we had. Definitely
some
excitement.
Absolutely. First of all, is it not like, you know, like just popping that zit for America to just finally get the pressure of preseason over with? And it's finally like the pressure just builds up. It's like lava. It's like a volcano ready to just explode. And then it finally explodes. I mean, everyone can finally breathe and just say that the first week is over with. And I will give the NFL credit. It put together a lot of good matchups for week one. Last year, like the 49ers' first game was against Pittsburgh. Not that it was that playing against Pittsburgh was a terrible thing, but there's no great rivalry between Pittsburgh and San
Francisco.
Not in
the same division, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And I got to we had Seattle right off the bat. You know, you had the Lions against Green Bay. You had
Cleveland and Cincinnati.
Yeah. You had Dallas against Philly. You know, you had a lot of the
Minnesota,
you know,
and the Bears.
Bills against Baltimore, which is, you know, something probably people might talk about for the entire season. But, you know, it's a game so big that it might have implications to going to the very final game of the season to have those tussle.
I don't like preseason. I don't even watch any of the games. I don't pay any attention to it.
You need it because without preseason, it would be the Keystone Cops in game one.
Oh, no, I understand why it exists. I'm just saying, as a fan, it's just kind of like,
to make choices. You know, 49ers should have decided to cut Jake Moody in the preseason. They had to wait till after game one, and they almost lost game one. And now, I have never seen in my life the kind of celebration of a player getting cut as I've seen online. The joy of San Francisco 49er fans to see a player cut, especially one that we got in the third round, as the news that Moody has been cut.
Who's our new kicker? Because we're broadcasting here from the San Francisco Bay Area. Who's our new kicker?
We have no idea, which is really saying something about Shanahan and Lynch. That they let themselves get into this position where they had to get rid of somebody without having a clear. I mean, there's the guy, Greg Joseph, who was there during the preseason, you know, that they cut anyway, you know, and they didn't even let him fully compete for the job. Because I think Daniel Lynch didn't want to admit that Moody was a bust.
You know? Last year, Moody was really doing terrible, and then they had someone
come. He got hurt.
Yeah, but then he also, he just wasn't doing well. But then they had someone hurt.
They had replacements for about 3 or 4 weeks come in. Then he came back, and after the ankle sprain, he was garbage. And then he misses a kick from the 5-yard line, okay? That's inexcusable. That's, you know, no, I was making fun. Do you remember Super Toe?
That's my name.
It was the toy that you would get where you had the little football and you punch the guy in the head and he would kick the ball.
Oh, I didn't know they called it that, but yeah.
That was the name of the toy. It was Super Toe. Super Toe? Like, could we get him to come on to the 49ers?
The last 10 years, it's amazing how good these field goal kickers have gotten.
Except the 49ers, because they don't want to spend any money on special teams. That is the unwanted stepchild of the 49er roster is special teams. And last year, the 49ers were 31st in the league in special teams.
You know what? I think that to me, I would spend, I don't know how much field goal kickers are going to cost, but I would get the guy with the obviously most accurate and the biggest leg, because it's amazing how.
Well, that's what they thought they were getting with Moody. That's what they thought they were getting with Moody. He kicked a 59 yarder in the preseason. So they just figured, okay, but you know, strength is not accuracy. And that was the thing, you know, I'll age myself. But that was the thing I loved about Ray Worthing. Ray Worthing would not kick a 50-yard field goal. I don't think he ever kicked a field goal.
No, he wasn't very strong leg, but he's accurate,
but
though.
From 45 in, you could set your watch to it.
You know why? Because he was a CPA, and they're very accurate on their numbers, very accurate on their kicking.
And he was just reliable. He could just make them from 45 in. It was like 95% accuracy. And I'd rather have a guy that if you just knew you were 45 in, you know, and if it was 47, then you punt, you know. But if it's 45.
Some of these guys, though, I mean, some of them be able to kick, like, you know, 60, 63 yards.
Oh, God, yeah, now they can. The kicking game has advanced so much. The other thing that was rough about Moody is he wasn't good at kickoffs, and he would kick stuff. Now they have that rule that if you get the touchback, it goes to the 35. So you really are trying to get the ball from the 1-yard line to maybe the 20-yard line.
Speaking of which, the Vikings, what an absolute brilliant call from the coach. If you think about it, these coaches, I know they're supposed to do this anyway, but there's a million things going on, right? And to have the foresight to go, okay, we're kind of getting close to the 2-minute warning. We don't want our kicker downing it. We want him running it out to run some extra seconds off the clock, because just in case we get a 3-and-out, the Bears won't have enough time. And that's exactly what happened. That was pretty brilliant. And then so
you have that, and you have how the Bills were able to come back. I don't know who did a better coaching job. You know, was it the Bills or was it the Vikings? That's kind of like the both.
Well, this was just one specific play I was thinking of. But
right. But I think the NFL basically high-fived itself after week 1 because the majority of the games were one-score games.
Yeah.
The wins were one score. And you had, you capped it off.
I mean, very competitive. I like that.
Right. And you capped off the night having everybody watching the Bills-Ravens game and a 41-40 final score. I mean, what are you going to – how much more, if you're the NFL, can you be in love with seeing a 41-40 nighttime ender? Because normally the 5 o'clock game is a terrible snoozer. And it's like, Indianapolis against Jacksonville. Yeah. Yes, I'm making fun of Jacksonville. Okay.
Yeah.
With Mike not here. You know, usually it's a matchup of two really blah teams, and they figure, well, it's the Sunday night football game. Everyone's going to watch it anyway, so we might as well put two of the crappiest teams together. People will still watch it. But instead, and the same thing with the Thursday night game. Thursday night game was phenomenal. Although, we got to talk about that maybe after the break. What a weird, weird game that was. I don't know if you – did you watch the Thursday game?
I was out, so I didn't get a chance to watch it.
Yeah, it was strange from the get-go. It was, with a power lightning delay.
But Monday night was a good one, too. Okay, you ready? We're going to go to our first commercial break here. Here's our first trivia question. Who was on the first cover of Rolling Stone magazine? I may have asked this question once before, so we'll see if you remember what the answer is. Who was on the first cover of Rolling Stone? That's our trivia question. All right. Email Edward at sportsecon101.com the answer to that question. We'll see who's smart enough to remember, or not smart enough, but has a memory going back, because I don't know how long ago that was. But it's got to be, well, I'll give you a hint. It's more than 45 years ago. Okay. So that's our trivia question. Who was on the first cover of the Rolling Stone magazine, which, I think Dr. Hook in the Medicine Show on the cover.
Yeah, that was the first.
Okay. Stay with us. You're listening to the Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Russell Jackman. Our first trivia question, who was on the first cover of Rolling Stone magazine?
Well, it would make sense if it were the Rolling Stones.
But it wasn't, though.
Then my other guess would be the Beatles.
I'd say yes, but you have to be a little bit more specific.
John Lennon?
Yeah.
Okay.
John Lennon was on the cover. That's why I said it's got to be 25 years ago.
Second guess, I'll take credit for it.
Yeah,
so, did you hear about the Raj Jackson story?
No.
Rampage's son going into the wrestling ring with a wrestler, the guy, and beating the tar out of it.
I think I saw something on ESPN on that.
Yeah, that's just that dojo where he went to. Where he beat the guy up. I know the guys that ran that. So unfortunately, they were running the gym that the guy got beat up in.
So wait a minute, this was not the thing that we saw on TV. Oh, okay, because that seemed a little scripted. I'm thinking of something else. So okay, go into more depth. What happened?
Well, this guy Raj Jackson was supposedly part of this wrestling event that was going on in this place called Knox Pro, which is a school that is taught by, it's here in Northern California. It's taught by this guy who used to be known as Rikishi. Rikishi Fatu, who's part of the whole big Samoan family. That includes like the Rock is related to that and so forth. This guy, Rampage Jackson, you remember him, right? MMA guy? Okay, he was in the A-Team remake that they did.
He
played the Mr. T character.
Okay.
But he's also been an MMA guy for a long time. Okay. And his son was going to be part of this whole thing. And apparently they have had like some issue going on backstage, and then when they came out, he just absolutely came into the ring when he wasn't supposed to and just threw the guy down and then just started just pounding him. When he was unconscious, he was still punching him, and another wrestler came in and pulled Raj Jackson off of him, and there was a good chance. I mean, the guy said that he thought that if it continued, he would have killed him. Raj would have killed this guy.
Wow. So you don't know the backstory of why he did it?
No, that part's all been very hard to fathom. And the most fascinating part is there have been no charges filed.
I was just going to ask you, is there going to be any criminal charges?
Not so far. So far, it's just been swept totally under the rug. And it's mainly because Raj is Rampage's son, and I'm sure Rampage, made some phone calls.
I thought nobody would debunk the law. That's why you're always talking.
But the other end result was that Knox Pro, which was a school that was considered a feeder school to the WWE, lost all their credentials to the WWE, and now the WWE doesn't want to have anything to do with them. They are like the personas non grata. Okay.
So
yeah,
that's so a big ripple effect.
It's going to be a huge effect on them. But,
are they getting blamed because they didn't have security? Like, why?
Raj just was able to just do what he wants because he's a semi-celebrity. And they just let him walk right in there because, everyone knew who he was. And they didn't think he would go do that. And apparently he has like a pit bull switch in his head, or even worse. Yeah. I mean, my pit bull wouldn't do anything like that. He's got, there have been some Doberman There's a Doberman attack. Maybe I'll compare him to Doberman. But yeah, that's at least the big story in professional wrestling this week. So I'll bring that forward.
What's the status of the guy who got the?
He's in the hospital. He was in like intensive care. I mean, he was like out for like 2 days. He came out of came conscious and like 2 days. He's like missing teeth and like a broken jaw and all this other stuff. Yeah, I was talking to another martial artist in my Wrestling and Everything Coast to Coast program. And we both discussed that, you know, when you're a martial artist, there's the second part of that, and that's artist, okay? Which means that if you know somebody is down, they are defenseless. You can't keep attacking them. You have to be able to, and this relates to football, because on the Thursday night game, I don't know if you know about this, but after the very first play, the defenseman from the Eagles walks up to Dak Prescott with everybody watching. The entire world is watching this.
He spits on him.
Yeah, and spits right in his face. I don't know what happened with
what an idiot. I was actually going to bring that up a little later on, but what an idiot. It's like, he's been playing preseason. He's practicing all this time. The first play, and that's what he does, and he gets kicked out of the game, and who knows what other kind of disciplinary action. Yeah,
he's very lucky the Eagles didn't need him to beat Dallas. Unfortunately, Dallas was crappy enough that they were able to beat themselves, and the Eagles won anyway. But if they hadn't won, especially if the defense had played really poorly, you know, he would be absolutely, you know, and Philly fans, they're not exactly the most forgiving.
What's the fallout? Like, is he, what's the fine?
Philly
suspension?
Won, so don't care. You know, they just, you know, you'll probably get fined something that he can afford, and that'll be it. You know, no suspension or anything like that.
Okay, so going back to the martial artist guy, are they like boxers from the standpoint of, you know, theoretically they're supposed to register their hands as lethal weapons?
No. And nobody registers their hands as
I don't know if they have to technically register, but it's like considered. No? Wow. Because
it isn't. I mean, you have somebody defenseless and you're punching them. That is an assault. Yep. That's, you know, and I mean, you know, could even be considered, they were thinking that there could even be murder charges brought because this guy went into the ring already angry and ready to cause severe bodily harm to this guy.
Well, it still may happen, right? I don't know how much time they get.
Yes, but I don't know how long it's going to take for them to, you know, issue to arrest somebody. I mean, what are you going to wait, like a month? I mean, it was all on camera. Everyone saw it. The arrest should have happened immediately. So,
and it was unprovoked, right? Because
was supposed to be a prearranged thing. It was supposed to be, you know, just like a quick sort of thing where he would come in and just like, you know, hit the guy once and then leave, you know?
Well, do we know that wasn't scripted? Do you know for sure?
Not to put him in the hospital, it wasn't. Not to put him in, but that's why Knox Pro is under a lot of heat, is that, you know, that they should have made sure that if he was going to come into the ring, that he was going to do exactly that. And then, you know, maybe they should have talked to him before he went into the ring. And if he's frothing at the mouth and, you know, biting, you know, the drywall, maybe you don't let him go out there yet.
And you don't know of any animosity between the two?
There was animosity between the two guys. Wow. So, but I'm still quite confused what happened to make Raj that angry, that he wanted to kill the guy. But I think there's some problems with Raj and the connections that go upstairs. And I think he's just one of those people that really can't control himself. So a guy like that, you don't want in the ring, either MMA-er or as a pro wrestler. You don't want him in there.
So going just by something I teased about before we had gone to break. So Mississippi State was fined $500,000 from the SEC for fans storming the field after doing an upset win over Arizona State. And I'm thinking, Is that fair? Because how are you supposed to control people who aren't your employees? I mean, they're just fans. Obviously, it was an upset win and they get all excited. But how do you find them for $500,000? You know, even if you have a lot of security and police, that's not going to stop 10,000 fans or whatever
what
it was.
What you do is you get pictures. AI will allow you to take pictures of every one of those fans, everyone that got on the field.
Well, okay, so that's different to say, okay, we're going to go after these people, arrest them for, you know, doing what they do.
But to instead of finding them, I take that $500,000 and use it to arrest every single one of those fans and give them lifetime bans so they cannot go and watch.
But is it fair to find Mississippi State? If you're Mississippi State, And you're excited about the fact that, you know, your team upset Arizona State. I mean, you obviously don't want those fans going
on
the field.
Well, you know what? If suddenly they say, we can't run the football program, you know, we have to cancel our games for this year because we're $500,000 short now, $500,000 short, then that's a decent punishment.
Why punish the school for what fans did because you can't control them? Tell you what, let's go to where
fans were part of the school.
Yeah, that's tough because who knows? They could have been other fans. But anyway, okay, here's a little bit, here's an English question. What letter do most English words begin with? So basically, I guess it's like, what's the most popular letter in the English language from that standpoint? What letter do most English words begin with? All right. That's our trivia question. Stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance, with state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids, located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
Extreme heat is a leading cause of weather-related deaths in the United States. With summer here, the American Red Cross is urging you to take action to protect yourself and loved ones. Stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water, even if you don't feel thirsty. Aim for a cup of water every 20 minutes and avoid drinks with sugar, caffeine, or alcohol. Check your urine color. Dark yellow means drink more water. Stay cool by spending time in air-conditioned places. If your home is too hot, go to a mall, library, or cooling center, or take cool showers or baths. Wear lightweight, loose-fitting clothes in light colors and avoid strenuous activities when it's hottest outside. Stay connected by checking on others and asking for help. Talk to your doctor if you have a chronic condition or take medicine. And remember, don't leave children or pets in a parked car. Extreme heat is too dangerous to be invisible. Remember, stay hydrated, stay cool, stay connected. To learn more, visit redcross.org/heatcheck. Sponsored by the American Red Cross.
Lowe's knows hot deals help you get the most out of summer. Get up to 30% off select major appliances and get it delivered as soon as next day. Plus, get up to 30% off select patio furniture, grills, outdoor power equipment, and more. These end-of-season savings won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Valid on eligible in-stock orders in select locations. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. That was Russell Jackman you heard when he was supposed to be quiet because we have 5 seconds of silence, but that's okay. All right. I'm Edward Brown. That's Russell Jackman. Second trivia question. What letter do most English words begin with?
I will say, God, that's a hard one. T.
Come on.
T.
You're close.
S.
S. Yeah. I would have guessed that. Okay, so now we're going to talk. So Bill Belichick used to be, you know, he was a legend with the Patriots.
Okay,
now,
I want to just really quickly hit the last subject, and then we can move on. And that is, if a $500,000 fine keeps the season, it ruins their season, keeps them from being able to put on a season, or they have to, you know, end the season or whatever. Next year, when people want to go crazy, other folks will go, do you remember that season we lost? Because we all rioted. And when there was a chance to riot.
What about the players, though? The players this year, you know, they do a great job of
you know what? The players are going to have to look at the fans and say, do you want to ruin our season? I mean, the pressure to stop this has to come from within. Yeah. Fans themselves have to know to behave.
Listen, I liked what you said before. Get AI to figure out who these people are. Find them $500,000 each.
And ban them
for life. That, I think, is a good deterrent. I just think it's unfair to punish the school for something other people do and the football team. And then, by the way, where does that $500,000 go?
Back to the colony.
The SEC to do what? To give these guys more Rolls Royces who will run it?
Here's the thing. Is that this is what I would do. Take that $500,000, give it to the SEC to run the AI to then arrest the people that were, you know, use that cost, the $500,000, the $500,000 to defray the cost, to go after the people that caused this riot and you know, make them publicly humiliate them. Like Baseball Karen, which we need to get.
That's my next subject. Just really quickly before that, Bill Belichick, he's not allowing Patriots scouts to visit UNC, apparently, and because he's got a chip on his shoulder.
If you're a Patriots scout, why do you want to go to UNC?
That's a good question. UNC's not a good college for football. For basketball, yeah, but for football.
It was a big mistake for him to go there anyway, and I think he did it because he wanted to be king of the hill again and wanted to be the big man on campus, and he has that crazy young girlfriend, which, you know, he can do anything he wants, but let's face it, that's just strange. That relationship is just strange. And
she's so, like her 30s or something, or 20s.
Yeah, and but she like controls everything. She like is apparently like his handler now. And Bill should just have gone out as one of the greatest coaches in the history of the NFL. That to me is a great legacy. And you can just rest on that, Laurel. What's wrong with that? You've got, you know, 7 Super Bowl titles, you know, your name or whatever. Yeah. So just do that. If you turn around and then go back to college, first of all, we've often seen that the transition from pro to college doesn't always work, or college to pro doesn't always work. I mean, yeah, Harbaugh worked, you know, but for a lot of other guys, the college world is just so different than the pro world. And it's not just what happens on the field. It's what happens off the field. And the fact that you're like the entire, you know, when you're a pro coach and you're like Belichick was for New England, you do have New England paying attention to you. But Boston has lots of things going on.
Yeah.
When you're the head coach at UNC, you're it. I mean, until basketball season, you're everything. Yeah. People have nothing else to pay attention to. I've been to North Carolina. There isn't anything to pay attention to other than
my son lives close to the campus.
So there you go. Yeah. They're really into it. Yeah. And so I don't think Belichick was prepared for that kind of like microscopic, you know, he always had Tom Brady to like kind of shovel things onto when people really and Gronkowski to like always like say, here, pay attention to these guys. You know, I'm the man behind the curtain. But now there's nobody else. Who knows anybody at UNC? Can you name one player on UNC? No. I can't. So
and Bill's not really good. He's not really good in front of the camera either. You know, he's just...
No, but he is the team.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he wanted this and now he's got it. And now he's like, oh my God, I don't realize how difficult it is.
But I guess he's got this chip on his shoulder because he doesn't want the Patriots. You know, but which are like, and I was thinking the same thing.
And he's still mad that Tom Brady he's still mad that Tom Brady won a Super Bowl without him and that everyone's, you know, and then the Patriots sucked without Tom Brady. So that he, you know, everyone said, you know, Brady was the real reason that Belichick was successful. And that has created, that's why he went back to UNC. Because he's like, I want total control of the school and I want to make them a champion like, you know, Harbaugh did. And then everybody will say what a super genius I am.
Yeah, but you know, it's different having Michigan versus UNC for football. That's so if Harbaugh had a big advantage. All right, let's talk about Phillies Karen. So
Baseball Karen.
So for those who are not familiar with the story, he had a situation where there was a home run.
Joey Bart, by the way.
Who?
Is he married to Joey Bart, by the way?
Are you not thinking of Steve Bartman?
No, Steve Bartman.
Steve Bartman,
by the way. They should hook up.
Okay. So this woman basically, if you've watched the video, it looks like she's just waiting for the home run ball to come to her. And this guy comes from probably, 10 seats away, you know, because everyone likes to try to go for a ball. And there's a lot of space between them. So he runs over and he ends up getting the ball, goes back to his seat where he gives it to his son who's celebrating his 10th birthday. Well, this lady goes, she is irate. And she's basically yelling at him, that's my ball. You got to give it to me, blah, 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 blah. And she's berating this guy. And this guy kind of gives in. He just wanted her to go away, apparently. And he gives her the ball. And his son obviously is upset and all that. And so you kind of think, okay, well, that's the story. But then what ends up happening is I can't remember who the guy was who actually hit the home run. He finds out about the story. He invites the kid back to, I guess, the locker room, whatever. Gives him a signed bat, probably another ball, right? And Marcus Lemonis, who is he used to had a show, The Prophet, ends up like giving, you know, hearing about the story too. Gives the something like he's going to invite the kid and his family to the World Series and something about an RV, like give him an RV. But it doesn't just end there. What ends up happening is Baseball Karen, she's got that ball. She's being offered $5,000 for the ball if she'll sign it with an I'm sorry inscription. Can you believe it? The problem with all this stuff, you could imagine people planning something like, I'm sure this one wasn't planned, but can you imagine someone planning something like that just for that sort of thing? Go ahead.
Sure, could stage it. Now, you realize she did get a lifetime ban from the Philly Stadium.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was just announced. The president of baseball operations for the Phillies said she's no longer. And that is something I think major league sports needs to, and college sports needs to start doing. They need to start. And you know what? I'm fine for concerts doing that too. Anyone that rushes the stage in a concert, you know, anybody that you know, starts a fight in a concert, anyone that or a football, you know, game or anything like that, baseball game. You know, the Giants have had two games this year where fans reached into the play, either interfered with, you know, a ball that was going out or reached onto the field and got them ejected. Anyone that sits in the front row of anything should have to sign something before they sit in the front row, saying, I will not be an idiot and I will not interfere in the game.
You know, I gotta say that I understand that, you know, starting fights, and apparently, and like this Karen lady was very aggressive with, and so, you know, you shouldn't be aggressive with other people and starting fights. All that stuff, I get that. You know, the thing is, when a foul ball is hit, or you think it's a foul ball, I could see a tendency to not think as the ball's in the air, huh, this may be a situation where I shouldn't reach for the ball because I might reach over, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's kind of listen.
Edward, sit in the fourth row.
Yeah, don't worry. I never.
That's no problem for you. If that's a problem for you to process that, sit near the back and it won't be a problem. If you have the privilege of sitting in the front row of something, sit the hell down. Wait for the play to end. Wait for it to end. And do not
be interrupted
in the game itself because you have a front row seat. I have to look at your punk face, okay, for the whole darn game, all right? And you're living it in front of everybody that you were able to get this front row seat. Keep your hands to yourself. Wait for the play to end. Wait.
No one's trying to like show off.
It infuriates me to the highest degree.
As a fan watching TV, it's easy to kind of go, hey, don't interfere. Let it, you know, especially like that guy, that poor Steve Parkman. He reached over and all this kind of stuff. And it's that guy had death threats. He had a move.
Or if it's a problem, if you think that you can't control yourself, don't buy a front row seat.
Who thinks of that, though?
You remember was that guy at the Giants game who, like, habitually has interfered. It was earlier this season.
Okay, habitually is different. I mean,
he's done it in like five games, and in like four of the games that he's done it, he's helped his team to win. I forgot which I think this was with the Phillies.
Don't they throw you out of the They throw you out if you
win. Yeah,
but they don't ban you.
No, but they didn't want to, and then the pressure came on them to do something about it. But it's just it's the thing that people feel that because they have a front row seat, they can do anything they want, and
I don't know about that.
They have the privilege.
Many things. Okay, I got a front row seat, so I'm going to purposely interfere with the game. I think it's just the natural thing. A ball comes, people want to get a foul ball. It's just exciting.
I'm going to send you a clip from that guy. I forgot where he was, but this guy was proud of being able to interfere with games.
Well, okay, that's different. That's completely, and especially if it's happened four or five times.
Yeah, and then the management keeps allowing him to buy front row seats so he can interfere.
Okay, so I agree with you. Then that's a problem. But you think of like Jeffrey Mayer. Remember how was it Bobby Bonilla couldn't get the Orioles, and he took a home. He did what they said it was a home run. It wasn't. He would have been able to get it off the wall or catch it, or whatever. Or actually, Bonilla would have been able to catch it. But again, a little kid like that, it's just natural to just kind of, you know.
It's a little different when it's a kid. Okay. But these are all adults we're talking about here.
But they're adults. In a baseball game, and baseball is a kid's game.
It doesn't matter. It's not a kid's game. I mean, you're talking about someone selling a baseball for $5,000. That's not a kid's game anymore. That's a business.
Think about that. Okay, here is our third trivia question. What's the estimated population of ants globally?
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, start counting them. One, two,
yeah,
three.
Exactly.
All right, audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back with some closing comments.
Do you have Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman. I guess Mike was on assignment. He didn't make it today. All right, what's the estimated population of ants globally? What do you think?
I know that most of them show up whenever I have a picnic. I will say 10 trillion.
No, you ready for this? 20 quadrillion.
20 quadrillion.
That's staggering number. I know. Yeah, you missed by that much. That staggering number translates to approximately 2.5 million ants for every human on Earth and represents a combined dry carbon weight of about 12 megatons, exceeding the total biomass of all wild birds and mammals combined. Isn't that amazing?
That doesn't even include Adamant, the singer.
That doesn't include Adamant. You are correct. That doesn't include it. Okay. All right. You ready for our silly joke of the week here? Here we go. So my mom is
cracking them all show long. Okay.
Of course. I've been telling us. Okay. So my mom is not up on sports. She thought Dunkin' Donuts was a basketball team. And a Giants fan, a Padres fan, and a Dodger fan are climbing a mountain arguing about who loves their team more. Padre fan insists he's the most loyal. This is for San Diego, and he yells and jumps off the side of the mountain. Not to be outdone, the Giants fan is next to profess his love for his team. This is for San Francisco, and he pushes the Dodger fan off the mountain.
That's also on a plane, exactly.
Okay, now we got our thoughts for the day. So one advantage of talking to yourself is that you know at least somebody's listening.
Yeah, about half the time.
About half the time, okay. And if two wrongs don't make a right, try three.
That's from Deteriorata from the National Lampoon.
Is that right? Okay. Well, yes. We'll get them. We'll
don't
get them.
Forget. Right. Yeah.
Audience,
don't forget.
Tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.